Hi, I'm Jyoti Chopra. It has always fascinated me how people react to big age gaps in relationships. Caroline Flack and Harry Styles, and Stephen Fry marrying 27-year-old Elliot Spencer this year, for example. It seems dating someone a lot older or younger than you does raise eyebrows. Our journalists went out to see what we all think about it and how common this is.
When you watch films, the guy is always supposed to be in this big job. He's supposed to be well-suited, well-dressed, very mature. And obviously, through that maturity, girls have a lust for, because they feel that the man's in control when they're mature. Like, they always want the older guy, the older look. And I think the media has a lot to do with this.
Have you ever dated some much older person?
Yes, I have.
And why? Is there a certain reason, or was it just that it happened?
There's no reason or analysis behind it. I'm just naturally attracted to older guys. I think probably because they have more experience in life and know how to play the game, I guess, the rule. I don't know, I've just always been attracted to older guys.
I think it's just a stereotype. I think actually nowadays it's just not that much talked about, but there are women with a lot of toy boys, as they call it.
I had sexual intercourse with a 36-year-old.
Did anyone have any opinions about that?
The funniest thing was, is my duvet is Justin Bieber, and she came back to mine, so that was quite interesting. She was probably a bit old to know who that was, but, you know, lad points in it, so...
If that was a girl, do you think it would have been the same kind of thing, like, if it was the other way around, with an older man? Is it as cool?
No, I don't think so. I think if I see a really young woman with an older guy, I feel like she's just a gold digger. That's the way I look at it. Why else would you be with someone who's as wrinkly as they are?
But then aren't you just a little toy boy?
I was. She was a bit of a cougar, so yeah, that was it. She was nice to me, I was nice to her, and Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, there it was.
Would you ever date someone that was older?
Yeah, I would. I know, probably not more than 5 years older.
I'm 23 and I'm dating a 28-year-old.
I'd say maybe early 30s, but probably because... I don't know, I think I'd feel that the age gap for me would be too big to go beyond that. Because, I'm not ready for kids or anything like that. But again, it depends on if you meet them. And if they aren't really interested in that yet or anything, then it would probably be fine.
I'm attracted to around people that look my age. Therefore, it's not even, I wouldn't even think about it.
Okay, so you say you're 20, but let's say you meet a nice to talk to 34-year-olds, would anything happen there? You know, you fall in love with her?
At this time, love, in my eyes, I would want to form a family. I feel that by the time I get into the relationship, say if it takes 5 years down the line to then I propose to her, another 2 years to marry, she's already, 39? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
38? And then therefore, it's cutting it short. Obviously, when love comes into this, all logic goes out the window, but I doubt I would go there.
I've always said to myself, I would never date a guy who's even a day younger than me because they're so immature. Even someone who's the same age as me, I wouldn't date them. It has to be at least a year older.
So that's what people think about big age gaps. It seems like if the guy is the older one in the relationship, it's maybe a bit more acceptable. To hear about what it's like being in a couple like this, we spoke to 24-year-old waitress Alicia, who is dating a regular customer to the bar she works in, 46-year-old Jimmy.
My name is Alicia. I'm from Spain. I'm 24 years old.
We're talking today about your relationship with Jimmy.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you first met one another?
I work in a bar. He's a regular customer, so he works in the city of London. He's an insurance broker. We're chatting, everyone is really friendly, so it wasn't nothing special, but one day I just found him special, and I just say to you, Beth, I think this guy he looks quite attractive to me. He looks quite old, he's 46 years old, but I just found him interesting, and I just wanted to see him afterwards, so that's how I start off. So I was working, and then he asked for my phone number. And I said, yeah, I will give it to you. And he's so you keen to go for dinner with me? And I was maybe a dinner is too formal. So I was quite nervous to go for dinner with an old man who is 46 years old, and I wasn't sure if we will have this kind of conversation or we will feel comfortable being together. So I was like, oh, maybe we should go for drinks. That would be easier for us. So basically we just went for drinks and we went with his friends. Straight away we connect really well. And that's where it starts. I wouldn't say like we really connect in a physical way because you still can't tell the different age. But I think emotional, he's a really funny man. So I think that was the easiest way to connect with him. It doesn't make me feel like I need to act in a different way, which is quite strange because when you are dating someone older, it seems like you need to act so in an older way.
So how has your relationship changed? Because at the beginning, it seemed as if it was a bit more up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And now it doesn't seem so much that way.
Yeah, so I think he was quite insecure about our relationship. Obviously, the future is nothing sure about it because he still understands that I'm young, so I might have some another different goals in my life. He has his life here, and I don't have my life here. So he always thought that he's going to lose me because some reason about guys, about I will leave him or something like that. So we always end up fell out because he was really jealous about everything. Or yes, he just wanted to spend all the time with me. So I was like, it's too much for the beginning. But I think after, he just realized that we need to calm down, we need to enjoy the time together, and then we see what happened. So I think at that moment, we get that moment, everything start going much more better. We've been together for 9 months. I don't feel embarrassed by myself. I don't feel embarrassed about him. We have completely different lives, but I don't think it has to be a problem.
How do you feel when you go out with Jimmy? Do you find that people look at you differently? Do you notice?
I have really much. Now, sometimes I just for curiosity. Like, if someone down, like the waiter is like serving me and it's like suddenly look at Jim, it's like, whoa, he might be thinking about us if he's my dad or he's my, I don't know, but I just find that funny. I don't find like, oh, embarrassment. That's it. That's the only thing, but it's not embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed.
Can you tell me what first attracted you to Ali?
Ali's just a beautiful girl. I was punching slightly above my weight. She showed a bit of interest in me.
When you say you were punching above your weight, why is that?
Because she's slightly younger and I was going through a sticky time at home and all that sort of stuff. And it was just nice.
So what's the age difference between you and Ali? She's 23.
24.
24, that's right. And you're 46.
She's your best friend.
Do you think that the age difference matters at all? Or do you think it's pretty insignificant when you think about your relationship?
I've had this conversation with Ali several times. And she doesn't seem to think so. So if she doesn't seem to think so, that's fine.
That's nice. And what type of things do you guys do together?
We go to the cinema, we go to the theatre, we go to pubs, we go out to dinner.
The age difference doesn't matter to you and her, but when you go out, do you find that people look at you differently, or do you notice?
In all fairness, no, I don't know. It's never really worried me at all.
Do you think that you don't notice because you're really just not worried at all what anybody thinks?
I don't really give a shit about my sex.
What about your parents? Have you told them?
No, they don't know anything about him. So, because I don't want them disappointed, because I don't think they need to know. They wouldn't understand. So I just leave them apart. But I understand parents' view that they want the best for you. 46 years old man is not the best for 24.
Has anybody else had a negative view of your relationship?
My Spanish friends, they don't share my opinion about him. They say that, yeah, what are you doing with one old ugly man? That's what they say. And I just tell them, like, you just have to look at him, like, physically. Like, if I'm doing stay with him, why you don't, you are not happy? Because I'm happy. So I don't know, I find that really strange, because but at the same time they don't know him. So I think it's really easy to have an opinion of something instead of trying to meet him and then, all right, maybe it's not too bad, maybe it's all right, man, and you have a good time. He respects you, which is, I think, is the most important thing.
You and Jimmy, you've always said that it's only for a certain time, and with other relationships, you don't put a time limit.
A time, yeah.
Not that you've put a time limit, but you've said that it's not forever.
Not forever.
Does he think the same?
Don't know. I think so. I think he thinks the same, because I just told him that I don't want to live in London. So, and he always say like, oh no, I'm too young. You want to live your life and you don't want to stay here. And I'm from Spain, so I always want to live there. So he knows that this distance sometimes is a really problem.
What about his kids? Do you want to know anything about them?
No. No. I feel really close of age with them. So I don't think it would be, even for them, I don't think it would be a good experience for them to meet the girlfriend of your dad, who is 24 years old, who looks like closer to them than to mom. No, no, I don't think it's necessary.
Have you seen pictures of them?
I've seen pictures recently. It's fine. I find it cute now. Like, oh, look at them. They look similar. They're blonde. They're cute. But, and now I want to know about them, if he wants to tell me about them, problems or happiness or moments, experience. But that's it. It's his life. So I need to live with that.
I thought it was interesting that they thought problems only happened in their relationship if they stopped and thought about the age gap. We asked you what issues there might be going out with someone a lot older or younger from the outside.
If you date someone that's younger, particularly for women, they'll struggle to get a guy to commit. If I was going out with someone who was 18, no way they're going to want to commit to a full-time relationship. Or they wouldn't be looking forward to getting married or doing anything with their life with me.
It's more how you feel about it. If it's an issue to you how old someone is, then obviously that's going to keep coming up in your mind, so there'll be problems in the relationship later on. But if you don't feel the age gap, then I don't think there's an actual issue. It's more just how you are as a couple.
If I dated someone younger, that would just be annoying, because yeah, people younger than you are sort of generally annoying. Somebody who would be like recently 18, they come into work all the time and they're so annoying, even though that's only like sort of a year and a half younger than me.
This is a given that girls go for older guys, because they say that girls mature much before guys, do you know what I mean?
I don't really get why older men go for younger women.
I would rather go younger than older at the moment, especially being at uni, because I feel like I can connect more, say, with 18-year-olds than, say, a 24-year-old.
I don't feel there's a rule of thumb wherein if you're a certain age, you think a certain way. You know, everybody's different, hence why some people are better suited to marrying older people, while some people are better suited to marrying people closer to their age group.
Love doesn't have age. There is no rule book to say you have to be so-and-so age to fall in love with that age person.
I guess people would normally frown on a woman going out with a younger man rather than a man going out with a younger woman. Women are just seen as cougars who go out with younger men. But society, really, more people are accepting of it now. Some people still have a problem, but, you know, there we go. That says a lot about people still who have narrow minds.
Podium.me. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Podium.me to keep up to date with what under 25s want to talk about. And check out our website www.podium.me for loads more podcasts.